This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. We spend a whole lot of time on this program talking about the Federal Reserve and what Janet Yellen and the gang may or may not do with interest rates. They get beat up quite a bit, the Fed does, by Congress and economists and analysts, especially in the past 7 or so years since Lehman Brothers. But the fact is, we haven't always had the Fed to kick around or, depending on how you look at it, to save our economic hides. The Fed's origin story is told in a new book by Roger Lowenstein. It's called America's Bank. Roger, it's good to have you back on.
Kai, it's always great to be on the show.
You know what hit me about this book? The fear and loathing that surrounds the Federal Reserve today was present at the very creation.
Yes, that sort of surprised me going into it, too. I mean, I knew going into the research that it was a struggle. But back then, the people who wanted to create the Federal Reserve couldn't even admit that that's what they were doing. They had all sort of disguised names for it. They went off on fake hunting trips to disguise their purpose. It was just, anathema to the body politic then.
Well, so let's get to that secret meeting. The conspiracy theorists, once they pick up on this in this interview in this book, will go bananas that the Federal Reserve was started in a secret meeting on Jekyll Island, Georgia, in like 1913-ish.
Well, you got to hand it to the conspiracy theorists because, in fact, there was a conspiracy in the book.
Careful.
Well, I call it a patriotic conspiracy, but there was a senator from Rhode Island, a guy named Nelson Aldrich. Late in his career, he decided we needed a central bank. So he organized, and now I'm not making this up. This doesn't come from Warner Brothers Studio or anything. He organized a faux hunting trip to an island off the coast of Georgia where there was an exclusive resort where J.P. Morgan was a member. He made sure that there was nobody else in the hunting club. And this senator, three bankers, assistant secretary of the Treasury, who, by the way, didn't tell his boss, went down there for a week. They were plied with wild turkey, quail, stuffed oysters. They wrote what became the first draft of the Federal Reserve Act.
What was going on that these people decided they needed a central bank? It was uneasy monetary policy times.
Well, listeners may think this is somewhat resonant with today, but there had been a financial panic and there had been a banking panic. So what happened in 1907 was every bank stopped lending. People ran to their banks, and in that day and age, I really mean ran to the banks. They, crowded up on the sidewalks and everything. They tried to get their money out. And what do you know? The banks didn't have enough funds to loan them. So some of them shut down. Some of them began printing, in effect, paper IOUs promising to circulate money when they had money. America had just a series of panics, money shortages, squeezes, and not infrequently full-fledged depressions. So that was why they thought that, as did every country in Europe, the U.S. needed a central bank.
Let's do a little counterfactual history. What happens if in 1913 Woodrow Wilson can't get this thing passed and we today don't have a Federal Reserve?
Well, I could say that we wouldn't have had the Federal Reserve to help us during the Depression, but the Federal Reserve wasn't much of a help during the Great Depression. So they kind of blew it. If you get to 2008, I think things would really get interesting because, we had five, six banks failing. Those five, six banks, would have become 10, would have become 30, would have become, thousands. It's very easy to see 2008 steamrolling into a Great Depression.
Take your historian's hat off for a minute and put on your sort of analyst of current thinking hat. Do you believe that the efforts to rein in the Federal Reserve, to increase auditing them, to limit their authority in times of crises, do you think that goes anywhere?
I don't, because you're going to have a divided White House and Congress now. When you say increase the supervision of the Fed by Congress, which is what these bills want, what you're really saying is have close political control of the Fed. People have always realized that you don't want, people who have to run for re-election every 2 years making potentially unpopular monetary decisions. And by the way, I don't think those people in the Congress want that responsibility. Do you think congressmen want to have to run for office saying, you can blame me for higher interest rates? So although they like to scream at the Fed, no, I don't think it's going anywhere.
It's a book called America's Bank, The Epic Struggle to Create the Federal Reserve by Roger Lowenstein. Roger, thanks a lot.
Kai, thank you.